I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Sirius Left 146,
America's fastest growing radio station,
because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News.
I'm Ed Donahue. A powerful storm is barreling up the East Coast while the new Democratic majority has picked its leaders in the House. More on that in a moment. At a local community commissioner in Wrigglewood, North Carolina, says at least seven people have died after a tornado ripped through a mobile home park. Kip Godwin says the number of dead could go up. He got a look at the damage.
Several mobile homes and a mobile home park that were just completely destroyed, just piles of debris that you would not even hardly recognize as someone's home.
This is the same storm system that is blamed for at least 10 deaths throughout the South. Car crashes and the heavy rain killed two people in North Carolina, and another person died yesterday when a tornado struck a home in Louisiana. The leadership team is in place for the Democratic majority in the House. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ed, in the race everybody was watching, House Democrats have elected Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer as the next majority leader. The vote was 149-86 for Hoyer over Congressman Jack Murtha. In that vote, House Democrats rejected the choice of Nancy Pelosi. She'd been backing Murtha. They had, however, just before that, unanimously elected Pelosi as Speaker. Now, much has been said of the Hoyer-Pelosi rivalry, but afterward, the two stressed they would work together for the betterment of the country. Ed,
the AP's Jerry Bodlander live on Capitol Hill. Another big drop in gas prices helped contribute to a drop in consumer prices for a second straight month. Economist Bob Brucia says inflation remains somewhat of a risk.
The key for the CPI is going to be how that core performs once energy prices stop falling. Since the economy is still pretty tight, we see that from the continuing low jobless claims reported out today as well.
Economist Milton Friedman has died at the age of 94. Pakistan says it test-fired a medium-range missile that has the ability to carry nuclear warheads. If your gaming friends have been hard to find, they are probably waiting in line to buy a new PlayStation 3. It goes on sale tomorrow. 50 people are braving the cold weather outside the Best Buy store in Fargo, North Dakota. This is AP Radio News. The Vatican is reaffirming the value of celibacy for priests. A summit was held, spurred in part by a married archbishop from Africa. Here's the AP's Francis D'Amelio.
There was a case of Emmanuel Malingo. He's an archbishop from Zambia. He married and then ordained four married men as bishops in September, which angered the Vatican and led to his excommunication.
There's an estimated 100,000 married priests worldwide, with about 25,000 of them in the U.S. Sea lions are a popular attraction along the wharf in San Francisco. But there is at least one sea lion that won't win any popularity contest. He's bitten at least 14 people. Swimming has been banned at a lagoon in San Francisco. One swimmer says the sea lion bit and bumped her repeatedly until she got out of the water. Experts say the sea lion either has brain damage or he's protecting his harem of mates. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-3387. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-3387. That's 1-800-771-3387.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Give them the old hocus pocus, bead and feather rum. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle them, and they'll never catch wise.
He's dancing.
Give them the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle them. Give them a show that's so splendiferous. Row after row with row vociferous. Give them the old flim flam flummox, fool and fracture them. How can they hear the truth above the roar? Row on my fake and off a niggle, they'll never know you're just a bagel. Razzle dazzle them, and they'll beg you for more.
He's dancing again.
The big bamboozler. Give them the old three-ring circus, stun and stagger them. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they'll let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle them, and you got a romance. Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Show 'em the first rate sorcerer you are. No talents. Razzle dazzle them.
Razzle dazzle them.
Razzle dazzle them. And they'll make you a star.
I love show tunes. I do. I should listen more to our show tune channel. I have no idea what it's called. To that guy, he was on New York One. Who's that guy? Seth somebody? He's on like 5 hours a day on some Broadway channel we have. The guy, who's like the most gay person you can think of? I don't know who. But he makes them look like John Wayne. They did an interview with him on our local, Time Warner channel. This guy Seth somebody. I'm going, he works at Sirius. I never heard of him. I never saw him. Who is he? And then he's on like 5 hours a day. I don't know who he is. That's Brzezinski or something? I don't know. He was very appealing on TV. God, so much media, so little time. Well, Nancy Pelosi is off to a swell start. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I guess this is all infighting. You know, it's the right wingers that are going to make a lot out of this, but it's really infighting is all it is. And I guess it doesn't mean anything, does it? But I'm going to get to say Steny Hoyer all I want because he won. He won second position in the House of Representatives by a lot. I put up my little headline on the story says Hoyer in a landslide. Because it really was. This really is repudiating her. You know, this is not a good beginning, Nancy, sweetheart. Since, she wanted Jack Murtha, and what was it, Sunday, she sent a letter to people saying, I support him. And all the articles then said, well, she's not making phone calls. So she's not really supporting him, because when you're really supporting somebody for one of these, like, internal little infighting things, you start calling the members of the House and threatening them. Oh, you like that committee assignment? Now, the weird thing about this is it's a secret vote. So how can you really threaten anybody? Since technically, unless they're going to tell you, what, is somebody going to tell her that they voted against the candidate she wanted to be her second in command? But, the vote was 149-86. I'd say that's pretty much a landslide. Against Nancy Pelosi's candidate. So, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They unanimously backed her as speaker, but they landslid for the other guy. Because I'm telling you, John Murtha, there's something wrong with him. You know, he's like too old, and he's like, you know, on the edge of senility. And he did do a fabulous thing. He did. If he had not started with getting the troops out, with his background as 37 years in the military, he really moved that concept forward. You know, he moved it forward. If some, I don't know, some stripling, some 50-year-old stripling who had never been in the military said, well, it's like, okay, here's a perfect example. Dennis Kucinich was in the news yesterday, the day before, because he said, well, there's one way to stop the war. We all know the way to stop the war. And, of course, they don't have the balls to do it. In Congress, stop funding it. You just vote against all the funding bills. You know, and then there is no option but to stop the war because they won't have any money. It's in the Constitution. Only the Congress can allocate money. And there would be nothing Bush could do about it. I mean, I suppose, I don't know whether it's within his powers as the designer to take money from, like, I don't know, could he take money from, like, Health and Human Services and give it to the Pentagon? I don't know. But that's how to stop it. But you see, Dennis Kucinich, nobody pays attention to Dennis Kucinich. Peacemonger. That's what he is, Dennis Kucinich. What a little sack of crap. He's a peacemonger. Can't have a peacemonger. Wouldn't want to listen to him. But Jack Murtha, who's been, you know, like a million years in the House, and was an active duty Marine for a very long time. And then he was in the reserves. And when you add it all up, the man was in the military for 37 years. Which is why whatever the right wing, smearing him, slandering him, you know, saying he hates the military, it can't work. Cannot work. 37, and not just the military, the Marines. The kick-ass Marines. And he, of course, he went on TV yesterday, you know, he said, oh, they're just out to get him, which they are. But it was like, you know, they were out to get Bill Clinton, too, and he shouldn't have put his penis in Monica's mouth. Or his cigar either, where he put it. I have to find that Neil Rogers song. Where is that? Oh, I'm never going to find it. Bill's Cigar and Monica's Vagina, my favorite song. Or as Borat would say, Gina. Gina, what is it? I forget what he says. He has some strange word. You know, so if you don't do anything that they can get you with, then it doesn't matter that they're out to get you. But the fact is, I'm sorry, Martha. You did a wonderful thing. And all us anti-war people will remember forever that if you were not the one who stood up. And you see, the other thing the right-wingers ignore about Martha is that he gets inside information from generals and stuff, from people in the Pentagon. Because he is such a friend of the military, and he is so knowledgeable, and he has helped them the whole time he's been in Congress, that when he's not just BSing when he says things, the generals are whispering in his ear. You know, they don't want you to believe that, but they are. You know, they on the right don't want you to believe that. So he did a great service to everybody who's against this war. That does not mean he should be the majority leader in the House. Because I'm sorry, you know, he was an unindicted what? Are you waving at me? What song? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. It's a Walker Bryan song. How can we have that song? Yes! You've got to be fucking kidding me. What is it, on YouTube? Oh, do you know something that's so funny? I only use this. There we go. I didn't realize this was all up.
Bill's Cigars and Monica's Vagina. She lets out a giggle when he makes it wiggle. Monica is not the kind you can do in the behind, but a cigar in her vagina she don't mind. Well, he don't know where a stogie goes. I can see how there was some confusion between humidor and humid whore. And in Arkansas, the term cedar box means saw her naked. Stars report can lead to going blind. Now Clinton, he was working hard, late nights in the ovary office, working on a practical joke. He took a macanudo, put an exploding load in. Poor Monica was blowing rings of smoke. Bill's Cigars and Monica's Vagina. She lets out a giggle every time he makes it wiggle. Monica is not the kind you can do in the behind,
put a cigar in her vagina, she don't mind. All people feel that Hillary's been made a fool of by her husband. Feel that Hillary was wronged. Up in the Lincoln bedroom, she was moaning, moaning. Al Gore was doing her with Bill's old bong. Bill's cigars in Monica's vagina. She lets out a giggle. Every friggin' time he makes it wiggle. Monica is not the kind you can do in the behind. But a cigar in her vagina, she don't mind. Oh, candy, sandy, yeah, Dutch master is faster. Oh, yeah, in her vagina. What you gotta do is take a Tipperillo and put it in a brim. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, now a cigar in her vagina. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that the best song you ever heard? That's better than Razzle Dat. Now, if you go, this is so weird because I have been known to listen to Neil Rogers on the internet, and I never once looked at the part of his website where he has all the music. Never one time. It's N-E-I-L Rogers.com. So you can listen on your very own to Bill Cigar and Monica's Vagina. The greatest song ever written. Give Boca Bryan, and that's the guy who wrote it, give that man a Grammy. Give that man a Grammy, and give Garrett a great big hand. See, if you just mentioned something Garrett's interested in, he, like, goes out of his way to find it. We will continue my dissertation on John Murtha and Steny Hoyer. I don't know, how can I top this? So we better take a break now. We better take a break now, because how can I top that by talking about Steny Hoyer and John Murtha? Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real Literal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Ever wondered what it would be like to be in the middle of all the action? Well, now you can bring that heat right into your room with Fathead. Fathead is a larger-than-life wall graphic that captures your favorite player at full size and speed and puts it right on your wall. At over 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide, it's just too big and real to be in stores. That's why you can only get them at Fathead.com, where you'll find Fatheads of all your favorite players and teams from the NFL, the NBA, college football, and NASCAR. Plus, with team helmets from all the NFL and major college football powerhouses at a super-sized 4x4 feet, Fathead lets everyone know that football season is here, and it's time to put up or shut up. So call 877-FAT-8977 right now, or go to Fathead.com today and show all your buddies that you can back up your smack with Fathead. Officially licensed by the Collegiate Licensing Company, NASCAR, the NBA, the NFL, and Players Inc., Fathead makes an excellent gift, so check out our special season pricing and see what everyone's been talking about. Fathead, go big. Real big.
Alex. I decided to wash my hands of the Democrats already arguing with each other. And it's over this thing with Murtha, the tractor for the war in Iraq. Nancy Pelosi decided he wants him to be the House Majority Leader. And we find out that Murtha is probably an unethical son of a bitch. The Republicans, they do it one way. The Democrats do it another way. They're all free.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
We dice person will ever be able to afford. Thank you. Oh, I can't say who that was. That was, that was nobody. I was talking to myself. That was God. Alex was talking about God talking to him. So that was God talking to me. I have this obsession now about the Dyson handheld vacuum cleaner. I do. You know, Dyson, you see those ads for that Dyson vacuum cleaner on television? So did you ever check out a Dyson vacuum cleaner? Do you know what they cost? $500-$600. And those are the cheap ones. So they apparently have come out with the greatest handheld vacuum cleaner on the face of the earth. They say that, but so do the consumer review places. But it's $150. Now, what is a handheld vacuum? You know, a battery charge. What do those cost? $20 now or something? I don't like them. I had one once years ago, and I don't really like them. And then I just moved into Shark for vacuum cleaners, which to me are the best. They're very cheap, and they're fabulous. Any Shark is just better than any other vacuum I ever had. But I am now obsessed with this $150 battery charged handheld Dyson vacuum cleaner, which is, you know, it's only about 10 times more expensive than it should be. All right, so John Murtha, you know, it's funny because the idea of making him majority leader of the House, it's like Nancy Pelosi, well, he's apparently been like a mentor to her, so it's a little more complicated. But they wanted to give him a job. They wanted to reward him for doing something, bringing the war to the forefront of the conversation. That really, his reward had nothing to do with what he did. He shouldn't be the majority leader. He just shouldn't. The guy was an unindicted co-conspirator and abscam. You know, and he says, I was exonerated, but then I read some article that said, well, there was somebody who was supposed to investigate him, and then somebody brought pressure to bear so that Murtha never was investigated during Abscam, and the person who was supposed to investigate him was so pissed off that he quit. That doesn't sound like exonerated to me. You know, and the whole thing now with his brother and getting the contract, you know, he is probably no more corrupt than they find acceptable. You know, I think that, you know, even I have to say, there's, you don't expect much from these people. But I've been thinking ever since when I was talking about Abscam and the whole idea of how they would say, here, I'll give you $50,000. That's what Murtha turned down. They offered him $50,000 for something. I don't know what he was supposed to do. And he said, no, but let's keep the line of communications open. That's why, because he didn't take the money, but he didn't say, oh, you horrible person, go away from me. You know. But he claims he did it because the people were promising, I don't know, bring jobs to his district or something. And then I started thinking, how much would it take to buy me off? You know, I'm so high-minded and everything, and oh, why would I? But I don't know, what would you have to offer me? I know exactly what you would have to offer me. Buy me my condo in Florida. You buy me my condo with a nice balcony looking over the ocean and everything, and one in Scottsdale. And I don't know, you might be able to get me to do something, not something horrible, not like kill somebody, but everybody kind of can be bought off. But you don't need him being the majority leader. You just don't. They should give him a cake. Well, don't give him a cake. He's too fat. You know, give him a party. Give him a bottle of booze. Do something for him. But you know, since she's supposedly cleaning up Congress, you don't need him. I'm sorry. He's not going anywhere. He's 76. It's like, how much higher can he rise than he is? He's getting, you know, to where he might be thinking of retiring. And I know nothing about this guy, Steny Hoyer, nothing. I just know that it's an internal fight for her within her own party, Nancy Pelosi, to use her you know, to try to use her influence as the leader now to get somebody elected to the second position, you know, where you think she should have her choice. And I'd say for her to be really slapped down, I think 86 to 149 is really slapping her down. And I think she's showing poor judgment. And, geez, it's only about a week after the election. But the thing is, I was talking to somebody yesterday. We can't be worse. That's the one thing we all need to hang on to. We can't be worse than the Republicans. Can we? I don't think so. Take a while. It took them 12 years to work their way up. And they really, what scumbags. When you think of why the Democrats got thrown out in 1994, because they bought stamps and didn't pay for them. Basically, that's all it was. It was that stupid House post office thing. You know? Where they didn't pay for their stamps, so they'd borrow some money and, you know, they never paid it back. Nothing was ever, I think, over the limit, you know, that Judge Judy would take. I don't think anybody did anything worth more than $5,000. And yet, it was one of the reasons that the whole Democratic Party got brought down. Now, the part of the story yesterday about Abramoff going to prison is that they can, now he's been cooperating with the authorities, Jack. And, they sent him to prison for what, 6 years, something like that. And, the FBI didn't want him to go to prison. He was not sent to prison, by the way, for the stuff he was doing in Washington. He was convicted in Florida, naturally. See, I wish Carl Hyacin was sitting there again, and you go, where else? Florida. It's always Florida. Some underhanded casino dealing. That's why he's in prison. Jack Abramoff is not in prison now because of anything he was doing with the politicians. It all had to do with these casinos in Florida. He's lucky for him they couldn't put the murder on him, which I think everybody pretty much knows he probably... Oh, I don't want him to sue me from prison because Boca Bryan will be suing me any minute. You know, in my opinion, I'd say I wouldn't be surprised if Abramoff had something to do with somebody who got murdered, you know, on the sidelines of this casino deal. But that's why he's in prison. Now, the FBI kept saying to the Florida judge, don't put him in jail yet. Don't put him in jail. And they kept putting off locking up Abramoff. Because they said he was, they gave him his own desk at the FBI. Literally, that's true. Because he was so cooperative. He was apparently just up at the FBI every day singing like a canary, Jack Abramoff. Now, I don't know why they were so entranced with not putting him in jail. Because if he's in jail, well, it's not going anywhere, so the FBI, what, so you have to get your ass over to his jail. He has nothing else to do. You know, I don't know why it was so important to them that he not be locked up. I would think he would be just as cooperative in jail. But the word was that he is going to sing like a bird about 6 to 8, which I would presume 6 to 8. What does 6 to 8 mean? It means 6, 7, or 8. Democratic senators. Now, I find that very hard to believe, because nobody has been able to directly link anything Jack Abramoff did to any Democrat. they've been able to say that some of the Indian tribes he worked for before he screwed them over gave money to Democratic senators. And it may have been Jack Abramoff's money. But then you're going to have to prove that the Democratic senators that took Jack Abramoff's money from the Indians had any idea they were taking Jack Abramoff's money. They were taking the Indians' money. So I think this may be a pipe dream of the Republicans, you know, that Abramoff is going to implicate the Democrats. But, you know, let's not kid ourselves. You know, that the Democrats are so pure. Let's remember what we're dealing. You know, we're not looking at Republicans who are politicians and Democrats who are priests. You know, they're all politicians. All right, hang on, Florida. And I'll be right back. Lynn Samuels, Series Left, 146.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Series Left, 146.
Are you ready to learn the strategy that is revolutionizing the way people are building wealth right now? Take a look at this from Tom Bismeyer of Franklin Wealth Institute.
Pre-construction real estate investing. It is a proven model. We're talking about opportunities to get in early.
Pre-construction real estate investing isn't just for big money investors.
Every person can participate. It doesn't matter if you don't have any money or if you've got a lot of money.
Tom Bismeyer's been using these rock-solid strategies for over 20 years.
Individuals with literally less than 4 to 5 hours worth of their time have been able to make a couple $100,000.
Learn more. Call now for Tom's free 4-CD program, valued at over $50. Yours free. Just cover a small shipping fee. 800-576-4720.
I'm talking about taking a little bit of money and turning it into a lot of money.
Change your future. Call now for Tom Bismeyer's free 4-CD program, 800-576-4720. That's 800-576-4720.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich from Maxim Radio.
Hey!
What's up?
Look at your screen right now. See that number, 888-PLUM-HELP?
Yep.
Put that in your cell phone.
888-PLUM-HELP, save it. Mine says Andy, PLUM-HELP. Andy helped me out, fix my computer, now it works fine. He'll fix your fax machine, your printer, your digital camera, your scanner. Whatever you're having problems with, PlumChoice.com is the place to go.
And they fix it all right through the internet. What happens is you trust them. They're good people. They'll take over your mouse. Like, you'll see your mouse moving.
Yeah.
It's them. They're fixing it.
And nothing
it's not
worse.
Magic. This is no Chris Angel, David Copperfield stuff. No, they're just taking over your computer.
And nothing worse than when you're in the middle of a project and your computer just totally blanks out on you.
Listen, it happened to me. My computer was getting slow. One of the friendly folks at PlumChoice.com cleaned it up. I'm working fast and furious again.
888-PLUM-HELP. 888-PLUM-HELP. Or just go to PlumChoice.com. PlumChoice.com. Anywhere, anytime, 24/7. 888-PLUM-HELP. PlumChoice.com.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels. 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Oh, Hotmail's back. Hotmail was down. Somebody told me all the MSN email was down. So I'll see, do I have any of this? There is apparently some internet hoax. You know all the internet rumor hoaxes? That Tom Hanks fell off a cliff in New Zealand and got killed, like I might care. Oh, I see why it was down. I see exactly why it was down. They gave us more storage. They gave us more storage. They probably had to switch something over to give everybody more storage. Because I have no idea how much storage that I had on Hotmail, but I see that I'm only using 4% of it. And I know that the last time I was able to get on Hotmail, I was using 14% of it. So I assume they gave us more storage. See, what I thought is, that maybe all the, apparently, I guess I don't have any of these emails. It doesn't look like. this Tom Hanks hoax going around that was, you know, everybody's emailing everybody, oh, Tom Hanks is dead. And I figured out, why would that be happening? Well, that would be happening because the Da Vinci Code is about to come out on DVD, and everybody's supposed to remember Tom Hanks. What do you want to say? Oh, you look like you're, I don't know. After you found Bill Cigar and Monica's vagina, you can just instant message the whole rest of my show. That's good for days. That was just, you see, I figured out I have to want things to get Garrett's attention. So from now on, like anything I want, I'm going to say, oh, do we have the sound clip of Bush's vagina news conference? Just say the word vagina, and he finds anything. I love that song. I could listen to it again, but let's not. But let's, well, I guess Neil will leave it. If it's up now, it'll be up forever. All right, I was going to take a phone call. Doug in Florida.
Hey, Len.
Yes.
Yeah, my take on the whole Mirtha thing, they offered him $50,000 and he said no. You know, no is no, and sort of nitpicking on how he said no. It almost sounds like, you know, when they start to go after the rape victims, they didn't say no the right way or they didn't scream loud enough.
Well, no. Look, I don't like this abscam, I think, was despicable. You know, the FBI says they're going to start doing stings again. I don't like stings because if they just say to you, $50,000, and you say no, they should stop, but then usually they don't stop. Then usually they push it until they get people to say yes, or which they have to do to justify existing.
Yep.
But he has gotten his brother contracts. And, you know, do we really need him
in
leadership?
There may be some smoke there, but I just don't think the app scam thing is part of it.
Well, I don't know. It's funny, the right wing is bringing it up now. And I had found it out just by accident the other day, because when I read the thing about the FBI planning to do stings, I looked up abscam, you know, and I just found, you know, just accidentally in the whole article about abscam, there he was.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because it looks like Orbit's it, so.
Yeah, well, it's not a good beginning for her, I don't think, you know, like, to lose by that much. But that's internal, you know, we just have to try to fix, they left us such a mess to clean up.
Well, they did, and we're going through withdrawals here in Florida because we don't have Catherine Harris to kick around anymore.
Well, now what happened? Did the Democrat ever concede her district? Because you have that weird thing in her district.
They lost 18,000 votes.
Yes, they did.
And they were all in one county. Basically, the normal undervote, I guess it was, Lynn, in her race was like 1 to 2% in all the other counties.
Yes, and suddenly there was a 16%.
Right. So
undervote.
Who knows? What they've tried to do is get the machines cloistered, if you will, because they want to run tests on the machines to see what caused them to lose votes, whether it was some combination of candidates or so forth. So,
but the weird thing is that this to me is the perfect example of what's wrong with these machines, because there's nothing you can do. There's no such thing as a recount, because you just push the button on the machine that gives you the count, and you'll get the same count with this 16% undervote as many times as you recount, allegedly, and you can never find out what people really meant to do.
Len, the one statistic that sort of says it all, Diebold, you know, is a huge company, and they make all sorts of business machines, from ATMs to a host of other things. Every single machine they make but one spits out a paper trail. Every single one.
You're kidding me.
For any type of business except their voting machines. So,
yeah. You know. Well, there you go. But the good thing that the other good thing that may have come out of this election is that I think the Republicans are now more skeptical of the machines.
Well, sure, who's ever not in control? It was still the other side is, you know.
All right, but we're still skeptical. I mean, you know, the thing is, I read that thing, I think, at the end yesterday about James Carville screaming about Howard Dean and how terrible he is, and we should have won 40, 50 seats. And I'm thinking, I think there were fixed machines. I think they just couldn't fix enough machines to overcome. I think I wouldn't be surprised if we could have won another, 15, 20 seats.
Well, no, Lynn, you're right. What they keep talking about in the polling is the margin of error, and what you really care about is the margin of theft, right? I mean, that's what you...
That's what I think. But now, if we have the Democrats skeptical of the machines, and now the Republicans become skeptical, maybe they'll get a paper trail, at least.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Lynn, I got to go back to work. Enjoy your show.
Oh, okay, bye.
Take care.
Okay. You know you're in trouble when the caller hang is through with you. Chick in Delaware.
Hi, Lynn. Remember the week before the election when he was at the press conference and he said that they asked him if Rumsfeld was going to be his Secretary of State?
And he lied.
But that wasn't what he said. He goes, yes, Rumsfeld and Cheney are going to be here for the duration.
Yes,
what
he did.
What about Cheney? Did he lie about Cheney, too, I hope?
Well, I don't even hope that Cheney goes, because, first of all, he'll still have the connections to set up another attack. And if Cheney were to go, okay, if he were to resign, I mean, he has a doubt, right? Sorry, heart problems.
Right.
I have
But I'm just saying.
They put in somebody else who's going to run for president.
You mean like Nixon did?
Well, yes. Then Bush will get to appoint a VP.
Right.
And
but it has to go through a democratically controlled Congress.
I am not so sure about that.
He can't just appoint somebody.
I think he can.
Okay.
We're going to have to look that up, but I'm not so sure that it does. I think he can do it. I don't think it does have to go through Congress. I'm going to have to look that up. You're not sure, and I'm not sure. I'm one of the few hosts who says, I'm not sure.
But everybody realizes now that was definitely in Nixon's mind when he appointed Gerald Ford.
I guess so. I mean, I guess I didn't think about it then, actually. I mean, but what good did it do, didn't do any good.
I don't know.
All I know is they are so evil that whatever they are plotting, decent people like you and me, we're never going to figure it out until it happens.
My thing was, they only asked him about Rumsfeld, and he said Rumsfeld and Cheney. Why did he bring up...
I don't know. Look, he has said so many... He's such an asshole. Do you know what he said in his speech on Saturday? He said, we've had our elections, and it just proves to the world that the United States has elections even when we're at war. What the hell was that about?
Well, duh.
That just plays into all of us who think they want to cancel elections, doesn't it? Well, why would he mention how fabulous it is we have elections even when we were at war? I mean, when we were really at war, there was no question about not having elections. Why would he even say a thing like that?
Well, when you take a man like that and he says something like that, you got to think, well, was that in the back of his mind to cancel the election?
I think it was in their mind in 2004 to cancel the election. Oh, of course.
Well, it was in...
I think if they could figure out a way to cancel elections, you don't think they'd get... Now they wouldn't, because we're in charge. But you don't think they would have loved to have canceled elections?
Sure, don't you remember Giuliani wanted to remain mayor just because of the bombing?
That's right. Yes, he did. He thought, another 6 or 8 months would have been fine. So, I mean, these people are just like evil pricks who shouldn't live in a democracy. Thank you, dear.
Okay, thanks, Lynn.
Bye. Okay, now Andy, who seems... do you know what you're talking about?
I do know what I'm talking about.
Okay, because, I'm looking, somebody knows, and then I'm going, well, I don't know, how do I know that he knows?
Constitutional line of succession, if the vice president is gone, the president nominates a candidate, and it is ratified or confirmed by the Senate, same as a Supreme Court judge.
Okay, I should have remembered that because I'm so old that I was certainly conscious, an adult, and alive, when... Ford, got to name a vice president, but who remembers? I drank a lot back then.
Ford is the only person ever to serve as president who was never elected to the office of president or vice president.
How did he get to be vice president? Oh.
He was president of the Senate. They nominated him as vice president. He was never elected.
Oh, that's right, because they threw Agnew out. Oh, shit, right. Yeah. They threw Agnew out. That's what we need to do. I thought I was so smart when I said get rid of Cheney first.
It would be seen as such a coup that the press on it would just be terrible. There's no way you could not confirm whoever the president put up. It would be folly to try.
Well, has that ever stopped?
I mean, you know, the judges are one thing, but if you're trying to convince them to put a Nancy Pelosi in as the vice president, I mean, that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, I don't think Bush would appoint her for some reason.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is we blocked whoever it was that the president nominated and tried to force one of our candidates on him. It would be folly. It would be viewed as very obstructionist and very much, you know, I don't think
yes.
The American people would like that.
Well, do you know what Bush did yesterday, by the way? Nobody has mentioned this. This is like buried in some little Associated Press story. He has resubmitted the names of 6 judges.
Well,
this is his bipartisanship. He wants to use his stupid lame duck Congress to pass 6 judges that have already been rejected.
Well, yeah, but isn't that his right, though?
Well, it's his right.
I disagree, but it's his right as president to nominate judges.
It's his right to do anything he wants, but wasn't he the one talking about bipartisanship?
Well, I think everybody's talking about bipartisanship the same way they talked about it after 9/11, and we saw how long that lasted.
Well, that was because he started a war.
I think both parties are guilty of talking bipartisanship and then working to put forth their agenda.
Well, that's right, and you know what? Now he can submit the 6 judges, and we can filibuster them, because what difference does it make? Because we're going to be in charge soon.
Exactly. I mean, and that's fine, and that's how the game is played.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is,
obstructionist in the next election and gridlock and all that's going to come
back. But it's not a game. You see, the thing is, it's a game, but it's not a game. Tell that to the 4 soldiers who got killed yesterday. Oh, we're playing the game between John Murtha and Steny Hoyer and, you know, the game with the judges. And in the meantime, oh, while we were playing that game, you're still in Iraq and you're dead. You lost.
Well, if we're gonna pull the troops out, which I mean, I don't understand the New York Times now coming out saying we need to put more troops in.
That's because that general said that. The general said that yesterday.
But it was reported in the Times. I mean, you know.
They have to report the news.
Well, yeah, but these are the same judges they were reporting on before that were saying we have to get out. So I mean, somebody needs to make up their minds over there.
Well,
they're going to carry the water and get us into this thing, or they're going to carry the water and get us out.
Well, there's this story, the lead story in The Guardian of London, which is my lead story at LynnSamuels.com that not enough people go to, is that Bush has some plan for one big last push in Iraq, which part of it is to send in 20,000 more troops to Iraq. He won't give up. He just is incapable of saying, what a mess, you know, get me out of this.
Then the Congress, and frankly, if
he is the commander in chief, as we keep getting reminded.
Right, but if something's not done, the day after the Democrats take over Congress.
Well, there's nothing we can't stop him from. We can't stop him from sending him. We can't stop him from sending in more troops.
No, but once January comes, we can stop the funding and get him out.
They're not going to do that. You think they're going to stop the funding? You're out of your mind. They're not going to do that.
Then why did we elect them?
Well, because they're marginally better. Marginally.
Well, that doesn't do me any good.
I agree with you, but you know, they're politicians, honey. You know, we're radicals or whatever the hell we are. And their people want to keep their job.
You know, if you're going to take them out, why let, you know, 6 months worth of people die? If you're going to get them out tomorrow.
Well,
Christmas.
Well, that's like that line John Kerry used that he quoted somebody else. You know, how would you like to have been the last person to die in Vietnam? How would you like to be the last person that's going to get killed in Iraq?
Either do it or get them out.
Well, I'm with you. Thank you, dear. Bye. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
Hi, I'm Suzanne from Sirius.
And this is...
Hi, this is Martha Stewart.
So, Martha, can I call you Martha?
Well, of course.
What's your favorite on Martha Stewart Living Radio?
The whatever, girls.
Who'd have thought?
They're very hysterical.
Really? And what else?
Programming about gardening, about decorating, about artistic endeavors.
Tell me, what can I learn?
You can ask questions of Martha on Ask Martha once a week.
I can ask you questions?
You can.
I can.
And you can learn lots about food by listening to Lucinda Scala-Quinn's show, Eat Drink.
Speaking of food, will you share some Thanksgiving tips?
Okay.
Yay! Martha Stewart Living Radio. Sirius 112.
Sirius, the home of NASCAR in 7 weeks.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone, and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare's worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare's worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, when there's a fare sale, you have to check each airline separately.
Flapdoodle, just go to Travelocity. There's a huge sale on now. See splendid sale fares for tons of airlines all at once.
Second myth, jet lag affects all of us.
Not me.
The big fare sale on now. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Who said that?
Tom Hartman.
George W. Bush admitting that he lied to the press corps. Last week you told us that Rumsfeld was not stepping down, and now he is. Did you lie to us? And then he says, I lied to you. It was the only way I could get you to move on to the next question. And then he looks around and he chuckles and he's got this, and nobody's laughing. The entire press corps sitting there looking at him going, you did what?
Tom Hartman, noon east, 9 a.m. west on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 east, 3 west on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Jerry in North Carolina.
Good afternoon. The recording that was done during the ab scam of John Murtha was that he said he was offered $50,000. He said, hey, I don't know you. I'm not accepting anything. We'll get to know each other 6 months down the road. We'll see.
But he did say no.
But he said no.
Well, he left the door open, but, you know, they didn't prosecute him, but it does... Yeah. He doesn't need to be the majority leader.
But that's exactly why he was an unindicted co-conspirator, because of that line, they didn't think they could ever convict him of anything.
Well, I'll tell you something, I don't think they should have been able to convict anybody. I think these kind of sting operations are just reprehensible.
Well, I do too. You were talking about Nixon and Ford
yes.
a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Nixon supposedly told his confidants when the reason he picked Ford as vice president to succeed Agnew was he felt like he would be safe from being impeached because nobody would want Gerald Ford as president.
Well, that was kind of true, up to a point.
Up to a point.
Up to a point. But I always forget those little facts, that he actually was the only president that was never elected.
That's right.
You know, to be president, vice president, so we could try that again. I'll try somebody new. Thanks, hon.
Do you remember who he picked as his vice president?
Nelson Rockefeller. Didn't he pick Rockefeller?
I was thinking it was Ford Dole.
Who?
Dole.
Dole.
The ticket when he ran to be elected
was Rockefeller.
It was neither Rockefeller. It was Ford and Bob Dole. He picked Bob
Was
Dole.
It? All right. I have to look that up because I know Nelson Rockefeller was in there. I know Rockefeller was somewhere in that whole Nixon Ford thing. I'm going to have to look it up. Man, I was drinking a lot back then.
I was too.
I said, so we don't remember anything. I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to look under the glass top toffee table and see if I can find Nelson Rockefeller. We didn't know that about him.
You could get a fifth of scotch for about $6 back then.
Oh, well, I was a vodka person. You could get a bottle of Majorska vodka for about, I think, $3.50. That was, yeah. You drank better stuff than I did. Thanks, hon. All right, wait, I'm going to take this break to look under the glass top coffee table where they did find Nelson Rockefeller, I've been told. If you don't know what that means, it's okay. I'm not explaining it. Ask your mother. I'll be right back. We have another hour. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Columbus County, North Carolina, a powerful storm turned deadly.
We've stepped across bodies to get to debris and search for other bodies here this morning.
At least seven people were killed when a tornado barreled through a mobile home park. County Commissioner Sammy Jacobs describes the damage.
So you see one that's standing still, it's not touched, and you see four or five others that are demolished and houses on top of cars and cars on top of houses.
At least two other storm-related deaths are reported in North Carolina, one in South Carolina. The storm system is now moving north, reaching the Washington, D.C. area. Nancy Pelosi is the choice of House Democrats to be the next Speaker of the House.
Everyone is very excited about the thought that I am the first woman Speaker. I'm just absolutely delighted that we have a Democratic Speaker and a Democratic majority.
That result was not a surprise, but the race for majority leader turned out to be a rejection of Pelosi's choice. Here's the AP's Jerry Boland.
House Democrats have elected Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer, currently the number two House Democrat, as the next majority leader. The vote was 149-86, and in doing so, they rejected Pelosi's choice, Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha.
Senate investigators say the Pentagon's $500 million travel booking system is hardly being used. Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn told Defense Undersecretary David Chu the Pentagon needs to find an alternative to its travel site.
You better get it fixed. That's all I'm saying.
We are committed.
And you better find the answer between this time and next year, or there isn't going to be any money going to the Pentagon as long as I'm a U.S. senator until this is fixed.
Senators say the Pentagon travel site takes longer to use and sometimes costs more. A jury in Massachusetts convicted a former garbage collector in the rape and murder of fashion writer Krista Worthington in her Cape Cod home. In Detroit, two people are accused of shooting five people in a 10-minute span this morning. Two people were killed. The suspects are still at large. Wall Street, the Dow, it looks like it's on its way to another record. The Dow is up 63 points. This is AP Radio News. Christmas comes a week before Thanksgiving for some lucky video gamers.
Who are all those people lined up outside the big box stores with an addicted gamer's look in their eyes? Folks who know.
There will not be enough PlayStation 3s to meet the demand of all the gaming customers out there.
That's why Best Buy's Chris Kohler says the chain is giving out numbers and throwing the doors open early.
We're opening an hour early on Friday morning for the vast majority of our locations.
Gamers have been lining up since Sunday at one store in Miami, ready to drop $500 or $600 on a Sony PS3. Players with more patience and less money can get their hands on Nintendo's new Wii console Sunday. I'm John Belmont.
Some famous artifacts have a new temporary home.
There's no place like home.
Dorothy's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz, as well as Jerry Seinfeld's puffy shirt and R2-D2 and CP-3PO from Star Wars, are being moved from the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History for display at the Air and Space Museum in Washington. The American History Museum is being renovated and will reopen in 2 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Your house is a time bomb. Your mortgage is set to explode. Your fixed rate term is ending and your payments may double, even triple, your living month to month. If you don't do something now, you may lose your house. Credit problems? Quit worrying and defuse that bomb with North American Corporation. Right now, get a $300,000 mortgage for less than $63 a month based on a 0.25% rate. That's right, you heard it correctly, 0.25% rate. And the payment is fixed for 10 years. Get some cash for home improvements, catch up on bills, save money for the holidays. It's not too late for that stress buster vacation. 100% financing options available. Call North American Corp now, and for a limited time, get a free appraisal credit at closing. Ask about our no-income verification program. Call now, 800-317-7664. Imagine a $300,000 loan for less than $63 a month, and the payment is fixed for 10 years. Take away the worry. Call North American Corp now, 800-317-7664. That's 800-317-7664. Loan example based on a 0.25% ARM, $300,000, 360 months, 7.99% APR. Licensed by the DRE, number 01218455. North American Corp, 800-317-7664.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are, it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, zero sugar, and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop.
My name's JR. If you know me, fine. If you don't, that's okay, too. But if I tell you something, take it to the bank, and I'm telling you, Sinus Buster is a miracle product. Migraines, sinusitis, cluster headaches, the stuff that kills you, that racks you with pain, Sinus Buster can relieve instantly. Where do you find it? Sinusbuster.com. That's sinusbuster.com. www.sinusbuster.com. Don't suffer any longer. The power of the pepper in Sinus Buster.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Damien Omen. Since Damien Rice. I don't know where that. What is her name again? Hannigan, Laura, Alan Hennessy? Lisa Hannigan. I You know, some of the songs say she's with him, and some of them don't, but she pops up all the time anyway, when I least expect her. I was watching CSI New York last night, okay? We still don't have his new album. I'm not doing it. I am not going out. Why should I have to buy a CD? Why? Why do I work at a place like this, and I would have to ever go buy a CD? Plus, now the song I want, I don't even know where I can even get it. Well, I do, but, see, I have to get a new computer, because the other thing about this Windows ME crap is you can't even, not that I would ever do such a thing, but you can't even get the illegal download sites. Not that I would know, but I've been told that if you have Windows ME and, like, you try to download, like, LimeWire or something, it won't. You can't. It won't. They don't download onto Windows ME. Now, I hear that. People tell me that because I, of course, would never try. But I'm watching CSI New York last night, and I'm actually sitting there thinking, you know, these shows are getting to be too much already. You know, every season they have to go kind of further and further in gruesomeness, these CSIs, and I think they've reached the ultimate in gruesome. I really do. There's a limit. Now, I loved when they took the blackened skeleton and cleaned it all off. I liked that. Because that was a skeleton, so you don't think of it so much as a person. Well, you know, because, oh, God, look at the story on Drudge about the guy who is being prosecuted. Oh, Jesus, I can't even say. To having sex with a dead deer. And his lawyer is arguing in court that a dead deer is not an animal. That the bestiality rules don't apply. Because a dead deer is not a deer. A dead deer is a carcass. Oh, God, I could never be a lawyer. I could never be a lawyer. But that story, I don't know why I didn't put it up, because you know me, I love all those bestiality stories, but I just sat there, I just read it, and I just couldn't make my fingers put it on my site. But maybe I will. God, there's a tornado warning in Washington, D.C. That means we're going to have a tornado here in the middle of the night. We could. Did a big tornado in, tornado kills trailer park residents, doesn't it always? What was I saying? Oh, CSI. All right. So but they're going too far. And it's, they're getting on my nerves. I really think CSI is over for me. You know, cause I keep thinking next season, what are they going to do? How far can they push this? Everything's getting too gruesome and too perverted. Criminal Minds, to me, is getting, like, too sick and perverted. That if something is already making me cringe, you know, it's, I think, going too far. Because I don't cringe that easily. But last night, CSI New York, which is about a billion times better than CSI Miami, because Gary Sinise is wonderful, and David Caruso is hard. He can't even act David Caruso. Gary Sinise is a real actual actor, you know. And the story's about, anyway, they do this thing. There's a car crash. I wasn't even paying 100% attention. There was a car crash, and there are two teenage girls, and one of them gets killed, and the other one is very, 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 very badly injured, and she's all wrapped up in gauze bandages, right, in the hospital, and then somebody kills her. So they're looking for who killed her. And, you know, clues, clues, clues. And here she is dead, but she died all wrapped up in gauze bandages, terrible head and face wounds. So, as they're unwrapping the case, they also figure they want to unwrap her. And they make it this long, drawn out You know, and I'm thinking, oh, God, you love the skeleton scene. So this is like on that, you know, kind of thought. Unwrapping the gauze, you know, so you get to see this bloody black and blue, you know. Well, as he is unwrapping her, they're playing a song. And you'd think by now I'd recognize Damien Rice's voice, but I'm slow. And they are playing a song with the most beautiful singer and the most beautiful lyrics I have ever heard. And I'm just paralyzed with the beauty of this song. I really was. I was like sort of somewhere between the chair and the computer and the kitchen and the bathroom. I was like standing in the middle of the room just saying, oh my God. Oh, this is so beautiful. And then there's a part of me saying, I think you said it to me when I did it, how pathetic to get music off the TV. Somebody said that to me about how pathetic it is to find, but they, I'll tell you something. You find the best music on these shows now. And all you have to do to find out what the song is, I know, is probably go to the show's website, but I don't like to do that. Number, I don't want to be giving them hits on their website, first of all. All you have to do is remember like a line or two of the song, write lyrics, and type it in, and you get it. And, well, I remembered Amy, sit on the fence and sing me the story of O. And I type it in, and son of a bitch, it's Damien Rice. So when I like somebody, at least I like them, because I didn't even know it was him. But it's not apparently from either one of his albums, because it says album, unknown. So I don't even know where the hell the song is from. It's called Amy, A-I-M-E-E is the name of the song. Beautiful. Amy, sit on the fence and sing me the story of O. Just gorgeous. I am not going to go out and buy his new album. I am just not doing it. Someday we're going to come in and it's all going to be up. Well, we certainly have a lot of Damien Rice now. When you think whoever, maybe they don't work here anymore. Whoever was so into Damien Rice that we have all of it. He's just so beautiful that you can figure that his new album in this country, how many copies will it sell in this country? 3? That many? I doubt it. But somebody, Milton Friedman died, The Economist. You know, you get to be my age. Everybody dies. Bonnie in New Jersey.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Good. One of the things that you were talking about before, you know, about just learning about MRSA, there was a front page article in the New York Times about 6 weeks ago that said everything that's being thrown around now. If you were on blogs recently, or actually not even that recently, you could see the ab scam tapes.
Oh, yeah, they have them. I've heard the Abscam tapes. I would never bother playing them. They're very bad audio quality.
Absolutely. But, I mean, this is not something new that came up just for this vote.
No, but it's like, why pick him? I understand. She's very loyal. He's been her mentor.
I understand.
But I just think she made, I just don't think it was very smart of her. And you know, like, I wish you weren't starting out by making a big old mistake.
Right. Well, let's hope the rest of the appointments aren't mistakes. And, by the way, the other thing you were talking about when I was listening before, I've been holding so long.
I know. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Thing is, the verified voting. We cannot let that drop because we won the House and the Senate. In my opinion, we probably would have won more of the House than the Senate.
Well, that's what I think. I think they stole, you know, a few seats here and there.
Well, I think anything that was close would be suspect.
Well, you see, it was like my theory and I miscalculated. In 2004, I said, well, enough of us have to vote that they can't fix enough machines to give John, to give Bush the presidency again.
Oh, wrong.
No, but you know what? Why that is? It's because of the Electoral College. It's because they only needed to fix one state. I didn't think of that then. They only needed to fix Ohio with all the those electoral votes to give Bush the presidency. When you're voting for the House and the Senate, that's a whole other story. Then they really do have to run to all 50 states and really start screwing around.
Plus, there's been enough talk about this that you can't be too obvious. You know, you can only go for the ones that are close. You can't do one that's 20 percentage points up in the polls and expect to get away with it.
Not again. No, you could only do that on those test cases.
Right.
You could only do that with the Max Cleland versus Saxby Chambliss.
Right.
And that other one.
Between the push polls and the suppression and everything else, there's quite a high fence to jump for any Democrat. But Rush Holt has a bill in Congress. It's been there forever. All of a sudden, it's getting pressed.
Yeah, of course, because everything really changed. And I think, again,
it should have been a
because the Republicans lost. I think some of them are suddenly going to want these paper trails.
I think they know what's going on.
Not all of them know. I mean, you know what? You're not going to tell every schmageggy in Congress that you're fixing the election.
I haven't heard the word schmageggy for 20 years.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, dear boy.
Thanks.
She's certainly no schmageggy herself. I don't know, because you don't want to say, you get so tired of saying, like, asshole all the time, that every now and then you want to say schmageggy. This is Tabloid Thursday. Oh, by the way, there was a nurse in yesterday. Remember, we had a nurse in New York. I don't know if I ever mentioned it, but remember the lady got thrown out of Toys R Us for nursing her baby, and they had a nurse in? See, this is where these people lose me. I really am all for, you want to nurse your baby, nobody's business, shut up. Makes me uncomfortable too. Does, sorry. But so what? So what? Makes you uncomfortable. You know, you're not born being guaranteed you're never going to be uncomfortable. So remember I told you the lady that got thrown off the airplane for nursing the baby? Well, it wasn't a baby. It was a toddler. Let's get real. 22 months old. So there was a nurse in the Burlington Airport. You know, Burlington, Vermont is like, if there are any hippies left in America, they're all in Burlington. They are. Maybe some in, what? No, those, oh no. I don't think so. I think Woodstock, they're all my age and they've all turned into voracious, greedy yuppies. But old ones. There is nothing worse than a person my age who used to be a hippie who is now running a craft shop in Woodstock. They should all be taken out in the middle of the street in Woodstock and shot to death. All of them. Because they just have turned into, like, the most greedy, voracious, vile, despicable sack of shit people living off, the flowers that are here in San Francisco. Yes. 30 mothers and fathers and dozens of their young children gathered in front of the Delta Airlines check-in desk at Burlington International Airport this morning, yesterday, staging a nursing. Oh, God. Delta probably said, you want to buy us? Who's trying to buy them? Someone, buy us! Make this stop! Look at all the titties at the check-in. Can you imagine going to the airport to check-in? And there are just like hippies sitting in front of the check-in with their titties out feeding the babies. Oh, God, it's not bad enough at the airports. It's not bad enough trying to fly. Although somehow I get a feeling that Burlington, Vermont is a more laid-back airport than JFK. I don't know why. And I think it's unbelievable that it happened in 2006, especially in Vermont, said Laura McAllister. It's kind of mind-boggling. And their whole line is that it doesn't matter. It's what that caller said yesterday. If the stewardess told her to use the blanket, she's supposed to use the blanket because you're not allowed to say no. You're supposed to do whatever these people tell you to do. There was something not in the Associated Press story about the lady getting thrown off the plane for breastfeeding the baby. In the next to the last row, by the window with her husband sitting next to her. Pretty discreet seeming to me. The plane had been sitting on the runway in a delay for 3 hours. First of all, that poor woman would have been where she went if they weren't sitting there for 3 hours. Where was she going? New Mexico was sent. She probably would have been halfway to New Mexico. And then they couldn't have done anything. She would have been practically, what is from Vermont to New Mexico? You know, what is that? One of those 5-hour ones. They'd have been sitting on the ground for 3 hours. Why didn't they find out why they were sitting on the ground for 3 hours? Because that's all starting again. You know, Al Franken and his producer flew two different places over the weekend. And one of them was hung up on the ground for an excessive amount of time. And the other one was flying in circles. This is all starting. Oh, man, anybody going away for Thanksgiving? God help you. God help. They say they are ready for total chaos. Because the number of people that don't know this crap about the liquids and the bags, and put your liquids in the bags and the 3 ounces. And somebody at TSA said, there are people who don't even know you have to take your shoes off. Take your computer out. It's going to be hell weekend. Hell week coming up. But this is all starting again. You know, with all these, you know, the flying around, the driving around. Oh, there's no gates. There's no gates. God knows what's going on here for 2 days. We've had such bad weather. All right. I was going to take a break about 8 hours ago, wasn't I? Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
On Real Liberal Talk Radio, this is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for straight talk from the heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real, Real, Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to Barracuda.com.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay-bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page-turner.
Oh. Ah.
Penalty box. Rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Hey, man, somebody calling up, you want to harsh my mellow? I love that expression. I don't know where it came from or when I heard it, but I just, harsh my mellow. Somebody wants to harsh our mellow here and talk about Joe Lieberman. Oh, Tom in Nashville.
Hey,
shame
you?
On you.
Why? Why do you say that?
Joe Lieberman makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, look, all I want to do is set the record straight. Everybody says that no Democrats supported him. That's not true.
A lot of Democrats supported him.
Well, the talk was on Imus this morning. He was going on about...
He's always... You know, whenever I want to know something about politics, he's my authority. Dead man in a chair.
No, but you know who the most prominent one to hang with him?
Who?
Aren't you going to guess?
John?
He's an up-and-comer.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
The up-and-comer.
Don't make me say Barack Obama.
You got it. You Google it. I told you, call screener, Google it to see if I ain't telling you the truth.
Oh, I believe you, because I think Barack Obama, every new thing I hear about him, the word sack of shit come to mind. I don't like that guy. He's too slick.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's what I kind of like.
I don't know. That Barack Obama, he'd be too slick for me.
Well, he's pretty slick, that's right.
No, I don't like slick guys. I don't. Yeah, I never thought Slick Willie was slick. That's why I liked him.
Oh, he's too slick.
No, I don't like Barack Obama. I think that any Democrat who supported Lieberman was like thumbing their nose at the voters. He lost the Democratic primary. That was it. If you wanted to honor what the voters of Connecticut did, then you should have supported Ned Lamont.
Wait a minute, though. Don't they have a crossover primary? Or do they? I don't know.
No, I don't think they do.
Okay, well, that's probably... Yeah, that's right.
But he lost. So why would you support the him when the Democrats had rejected him?
No, I hear you talking. I just wanted to get that out because so many people say that all the Democrats abandoned him. Well, they didn't.
No, I'll tell you something. I try not to even think about the Democrats that were supporting him. But, all right, another nail in Barack Obama's coffin for me.
All right.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
I don't like him. I was talking to somebody yesterday who works here who happens to be black. And she doesn't like Barack Obama either. You know. Because I can't stand when white people talk like this. But I don't consider Barack Obama a black person. I really, you know how black he is? He is as black as Condoleezza Rice. He is as black as Colin Powell. He is not a black person to me. A white person. But, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. Somebody should have, had to have fought their way from, you know, Al Sharpton. He's a black person. Well, he didn't have to fight his way up either that much. But it's just wrong. Oh, God, where did Mozilla go? Mozilla disappeared on me. How did Mozilla disappear? Give me back my bookmarks. All of a sudden, I'm on Internet Explorer. I'm trying to see if anything happened. Nothing happened, except Milton Friedman, the Economist, died. So I'm going back to my website, and I should be whipping out my tabloids. Oh, everybody has to go to my website. You have to read this story. You have got to read this story. You want to hear doublespeak. You want to hear doublespeak. You know, what do you call that when they kill people by accident? Where they just, this government cannot deal with reality. There are no more hungry people in America. No more. I guess all those poor people just all have enough food. Well, Not exactly. It's not exactly that there are no more hungry people in America, right? It's that the United States Department of Agriculture that keeps all the statistics on how many Americans are going hungry has decided to get rid of the word hungry. So nobody's hungry in America anymore, even if they have no food. Because now they are people who have very low food security. So you're never hungry anymore. So if you don't know where your next meal is coming from, or if you have to use the food pantry, or if you get food stamps or something, you are suffering from low or very low. There are gradations of food security. You're not hungry. There are no hungry people in this country now that we have discovered a doublespeak word to hide it and cover it up. There are indeed 11% of Americans don't have enough food security. 11%, the richest country in the world. The richest country in the world. How? That's criminal. That's criminal. Try making $25,000 a year and living in New York City. And there's nowhere, and I have been reading articles about this for like years. My whole life. My whole entire life. You go to the richest neighborhoods. And you've got your Gristiti's and the Food Emporium and Whole Foods, which gets worse every minute. And you've got a million lovely supermarkets, and you've got Korean New York. I don't know what you have around the country. We have all the Korean fruit markets. You know, there's fruit coming out of your ass in you know, like a nice neighborhood. We even, in my third world neighborhood, have a sort of gourmet fruit and vegetable place now. But the poorer the neighborhoods, the fewer supermarkets you find. But you have all the bodegas, which are the little corner store. You know, it's so funny. I can't conceive that there are actually places like that people don't know what a bodega is. You know, but you have 7-Elevens. You have that kind of food. The poorer the neighborhood, the more crappy food there is and the less good healthy food there is. Strange, isn't it? You know, so that I, who think, give the kid a banana, not a potato, not bag of potato chips. Well, the worse the neighborhood you live in and the poorer you are, the more you pay for food and the less access you have to good food. It's harder to get an apple in a poor neighborhood than it is to get a bag of potato chips. How pathetic is that? You know, so a lot of things are really not people's fault. Oh, well, they can take a bus and 9 subways, you know. You know, yeah, they can pay an extra $4 to, like, take a train to a better neighborhood. I don't think people have any idea of, like, poor people. Really poor people. Sincerely poor people. But it's nice to know none of them are hungry anymore. They just have very low food security. Very low food security. All right. So I hope that I did. I try. You people who go to my website, not enough of you, LynnSamuels.com. I always just put up the straight headline, you know, whatever it is. I very rarely change a headline. But every now and then, I just have to do it. I just have to. I put up doublespeak. I just had to put up the headline that says, I don't know, doublespeak, hunger becomes food insecurity. It's the United States Department of Agriculture came up with this genius plan. All right. It's time for a break, and then I guess I'll read you. Is anybody holding on? Oh, God. All right. I don't know. Maybe I'll just stop buying the tabloids. And the Thursday I don't buy them, nobody will call, or the phones will crash or something. Oh, God. Somebody's offended. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I required to like Barack Obama? I didn't know. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Starting a new business, currently have a business, take advantage of all the benefits of an LLC. An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. Just answer a straightforward online questionnaire. LegalZoom.com, although not a law firm, takes care of the rest for you. For a limited time, get a discount by typing in Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Chet Holmes. If you're in a business, here's another concept for doubling the size of your business in 12 months flat. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all your potential buyers in a giant stadium and you could present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day if you do it right? But 99% of businesses surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If I could put you in front of all your potential buyers right now? Learn this concept and you can attract up to 9 times more buyers with the same efforts you're already making. How to lock out your competitors even if they offered a lower price. How to triple your closing ratio from tire kickers to buyers. I'm the only trainer in the world that has personally sold more than 60 of the Fortune 500 clients, and now I'm helping smaller businesses in 23 countries. Call and leave us your email, and we'll send you to a website where you can learn how to grow your company faster, better, smarter for free. 809-4040-52. Simple. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll email you the link. 809-4040-52. We'll also send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. To double the size of your company, 809-4040-52.
Stocking hat?
Check.
Ice scraper?
Check.
Goodyear tires with triple tread technology?
Huh?
Are you prepared for winter driving?
If not, get any weather traction from Goodyear tires with triple tread technology, now on sale. Plus, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires, including triple treads, or double it to $80 when you use a Goodyear credit card. Be prepared this winter and save big on all Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. These offers end December 2nd, 2006. Offer subject to credit approval. See your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, I think I'm going senile, and I'm saying to Garrett, what is that doublespeak, the most famous doublespeak phrase? For the people that get killed in the war, you know, like you bomb the bad guys, but you kill a 3-year-old. He can't remember it either. It's the most best-known doublespeak phrase. RJ in Cincinnati.
How you doing?
Hi. What is that phrase?
Is it collateral damage?
Thank you. Collateral damage. Jesus, I'm glad one person here isn't senile. And
hey,
a caller.
I wanted to say that I'm glad that there are people out there like you that look out for middle-class Americans and help us get beyond doublespeak words and the things that the rich do to hide what's really going on.
Food insecurity. Did you ever in your whole life hear anything as ridiculous?
Well, you know what? It's all that PC thing. You know, a long time ago, it was okay to say that someone who was slow or didn't learn quickly, it was okay to call them retarded because that was the official term. Retard means slow. I'm a musician. That's what it means.
Oh, yeah, right. It does.
And so it's all this PC craze. You change the word, and all of a sudden, you change the feeling. And then later, food shortage will become something else because that'll be offensive. But speaking of that, I wanted to say that I'm a biracial American, and my father was black and my mother was white, and I'm concerned with a lot of people's interpretation of that you have to have grown up with hardship to be considered black. And I think that your cultural background and your ethnicity should not be related to what you've faced in life, although we can acknowledge that difficulties like a lot of people have faced through racism, you know, we should acknowledge those difficulties, but just because you haven't faced as many of them doesn't make you not black.
Oh, I mean, so, you know what he is to me? He's very effete.
Sure.
you know, which I guess is a polite way of saying faggy, but that would certainly be very un-PC. And his black parents, who I believe was his father, wasn't even like an American black person. He was from Africa.
Right.
Don't you resent, you know, they're going to go, he's like the first black this or that. But he's not like exactly that black.
Well, it's a misconception that you pointed out, that when you say someone's the first black senator, the first black presidential candidate that has a chance or whatever, when you say that, then you make people think, oh, well, he's come out of the projects or he's come out of this. Well, yeah, they want to have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah,
Democrats
exactly.
Are going to label them not.
You know what it's like? It's like if we found out that Nancy Pelosi had been born a man. You know, when they go, oh, she's the first female speaker of the House. Right? You say, well, yeah, after the hormone and after they cut her dick off.
Right.
You know, it like kind of takes away from Mitch.
And I'm sure Mike Foley is the first gay House Representatives member. So, you know, it's all about how you put it and how they spin things. And it's great that we have intelligent people out there that look through that.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for knowing collateral damage. Jesus, you know, when two people are like senile and whatnot, and the one that isn't is the caller, we know we're in trouble. Somebody from Los Angeles. A black man from Los Angeles. Okay, because your name is, the name column is blanking out on me.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you, John.
Oh, my God. How you doing,
Lou? Okay.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Your the previous speaker was right on the money. I actually learned a little something from what he said. But I wanted to, I told your screener, I was distancing myself from Barack Obama. One, because I don't know anything about him. I have to actually do my homework on him.
So do I. I'd like to know his accomplishments.
Exactly. I'm not, you know, just because he's black, you know, just because, you know, you're a particular ethnicity or something, you're going to just go with a particular party or whatever. I got to see what the guy's about. And honestly, I don't give a crap about no black president or all that. We don't even need that. That's you know, that's like drama. You know, we don't need that.
Oh, I like that phrase. That's black drama. You can use that about everything. That's like feminist drama. We're having our feminist drama with the first speaker of the House.
Yeah. I just heard what you said. I didn't know that about her. Oops.
No, I said if. Oh, God, don't now say. Now somebody's going to say that I said she used to be a man. She didn't used to be a man.
Oh, you scare me.
No. I said it's as if that happened.
Oh. Okay.
That it would take away from her being the first woman if we found out that she had really been born a man. No, she was born a woman.
Okay.
Don't worry. I was using that.
That
was true, I
love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, God. Now, she's a woman.
She used to be.
No, she didn't.
She was born with parts, and they...
Where did you hear that? Oh, Garrett's going, yes,
ago.
I never heard that.
I heard that years ago. Some of your people, I'm sure someone in your audience is aware of that.
Yeah, well, my engineer in the other room.
I hope I don't lose you. I'm going under some bridges now.
No, you are. You're breaking up on me. Thank you.
I'm going under
Thank you. I swear to God, I've heard, like, people say things about Jamie Lee Curtis. And I always thought that what they were, I thought they were just like saying she was gay or something. You mean there's a rumor Jamie Lee Curtis was supposedly a transgender? She was, a hermaphrodite. Who wasn't? has she ever confirmed that? I never knew that about her. I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she would tell us. Didn't she pose Jamie Lee Curtis a couple of years ago? I don't know, but, you know, showing all her fat and her cellulite and everything because she wanted to let it all hang out. So I would think she would tell us if she had been a hermaphrodite. Oh, my God. You think Tony Curtis would tell us? I swear to God, I never heard that my entire life. I'm always the last to know. Oh, the caller hung up. The caller didn't hang up. The caller better make up their mind because I'm going to start reading the tabloids. There is a beautiful picture of Scarlett Johansson when you open up the Globe. Okay? And it says, Laura orders president, dump Condi. What's up with Drew? Oh, Drew Barrymore. Oh, my God, she's weeping. She leaves the nightclub. She can't keep both eyes open. She collapses. What's the matter? She's leaving a nightclub. Maybe she's tired, number one. And, I don't know. Does she? She's like sober, isn't she? Gee. All right, I don't know. She does look a mess. Maybe it was just late. Maybe she was drunk. How about that? Maybe. Oh, my God. Now we're going to do a whole Jamie Lee Curtis. Rocco in Rochester.
How you doing, Lynn?
Did you ever hear that?
I never heard that. But if she was transgender, a guy at one time, I'm gay.
Now what Garrett tells me, who seems conversant with this, is that they say she was a hermaphrodite. That's like, you know, you're born like half and you get to be, you're like neither one particularly, and you get to pick.
Yeah, that's a photo op I'd like to see.
I don't know. I never heard it. I never heard it in my whole life. She's beautiful and she seems to be fairly straightforward and sane. So I always liked her. All right, so you're a lesbian, right? No, you're gay.
If she was a guy, I am.
Okay, thank you. What about a hermaphrodite? How come you never hear about hermaphrodites? You know where people used to talk about hermaphrodites? Truman Capote used to talk about them. In Member of the Wedding, she talks about hermaphrodites. People used to always talk about hermaphrodites. Frank in New York.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, what it is there's about 20,000 kids a year born in this country who are hermaphrodites, and the doctors make the decision on their own if they're going to turn them into boys or girls, whatever looks easier. The Jamie Lee Curtis thing is just a rumor because she has some manly-looking features in her face.
Maybe that explains Ann Coulter.
Quite possibly. It is a fact that 20 to 35,000 kids a year, but I go with the low number of 20.
But that's still a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, that adds up after a while. You have millions of people.
The real scary thing about it is parents aren't even notified. My wife happens to be in the medical profession. Parents don't even need to be notified. Doctors can make this decision on their own.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
You're kidding me.
So that's why a lot of it is unreported. And, you know, a lot of times when kids are born with homosexual tendencies, it might be that the doctor made the wrong decision.
They don't. So a baby is born and it's got what they have sex organs of both sex or
right,
and the doctor can just chop off a penis or what, and never tell the parents.
According to my wife, what she says, the doctor looks to see which seems to be more developed, and they lean that way. And it's just and they make that decision right there at the time.
I just can't believe they don't have to tell. I mean, every now and then, you know, all these confessional memoirs, you know, these books I can't stand to even look at. There are a few books by children that were born, you know, hermaphrodite, and I guess you write the book if the doctor makes the wrong decision, you know. But I didn't realize it was that many. Okay. Okay, bye. I love when the callers hang up on me. I better take a break. Hang on, the rest of you. I'm totally fascinated. If there are 20,000 hermaphrodite children born every year, why couldn't she have been one? You know, I don't think Eddie Fisher and who's her mother? Is Debbie Reynolds her mother? No. Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh. I don't. She was in the shower and she looked behind the curtain. She said, oh, my God, my daughter's a hermaphrodite.
Real Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Hello? Who is this? So you can't wait till NASCAR starts on Sirius, and you're going to let all your friends know from now till January just how much of a NASCAR nut you are.
Hello.
You're scaring me.
From the road courses to the short tracks of New Hampshire to the super speedways of Daytona, you're going to be there for every broadcast. Get the blades up, because there ain't no restrictor place on you, bad boy.
I know this is you, Jerry.
Sirius, home of NASCAR in 7 weeks.
All your critical information is on your Office PC.
To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Go to My PC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Alex.
I've decided to wash my hands of the Democrats. Already arguing with each other. And it's over this thing with Murtha, the tractor for the war in Iraq. Nancy Pelosi decided he wants him to be the House Majority Leader. And we find out that Murtha is probably an unethical son of a bitch. The Republicans, they do it one way. The Democrats do it another way. They're all
sweet. The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Running around with, who's supposedly running around, I saw yesterday, with Jake Gyllenhaal? There's somebody else. See, Garrett is convinced that Jamie Lee Curtis is running around with Jake Gyllenhaal. Her children. I said, but she has children. And Garrett, now deep into research on this subject, say vagina in any form, wombs, vaginas. He's so happy. Do we have, like, some gynecology show you could work on? You could leave Alex, you could leave me, you could be like just showing your love to all the women in America, as Bush says. Jamie Lee Curtis's children are, dare I say, adopted. I think that if it turns out that she was a hermaphrodite, that when her children, she may have in her mind, like when they're both 35, right? She'll tell. I bet she would. Why not? You know, because there's always that theory of how you help other people. But if they don't even let the parents know, or they decide without asking, you know, I don't know, do people ever find out? How do you sit your kid down and say, by the way, you were born like a hermaphrodite? Like in some Southern Gothic play. Oh, I have to mention, just before I'm taking this phone call, that book, The Worst Hard Time, about the Dust Bowl that I was so in love with, he won the National Book Award for that book last night, the author. I have the story up on my website. John!
Hello?
Yes, you're on Sirius.
That's me, it's me again. I hope I didn't start no trouble.
Oh, no, you didn't, but I got to take people that haven't been on already, because I'm running out of time. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't need to talk to the same person twice. Catherine in New York.
Hi, Lynn. Love your show.
Thank you.
How disgusted are you with O.J. writing this book?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No, he could do whatever he wants.
I agree with you. Totally, you know.
And Judith Reagan can publish whatever she wants. And why is everybody so upset?
What does he want to prove? I think he's advertising the fact that he did this horrendous crime.
Well, you know something? Do you know when I will believe he did it? If he says he did it, I don't believe he did it. I don't believe he did it, and unless he confesses more obviously than this, I will never believe he did it.
Oh, I just can't think that he can get more obvious than...
I don't think it is obvious, because actually this whole concept plays into my theory. If you want to know, my theory is he was stalking her, and he was sitting in that truck, that whatever it was, the Bronco,
yeah.
And he saw the whole thing happen. And that's probably why he can sit there and write the book, If I Did It, because he saw it happen.
Hmm.
And I think it was drug dealers. And you know something? Judith Regan can do what she wants, and Fox can do what they want, and so can he. And if people are so offended, then guess what? Nobody will watch his interview, and nobody will buy her book, and supposedly she paid him $3.5 million, so she'll lose money.
Well, I'll tell you, the ratings on that show will go through the roof.
Well, then it just proves it's not so disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and the Jamie Lee Curtis thing, old news.
How did I never hear this in my life?
Oh, it's the oldest thing around.
It's the oldest thing? I never heard this.
Apparently, like years ago.
But so what do you think? Is it true or not?
I think it's true. I think it's true, and I don't think it's a big deal, but I think it's true.
I don't know. It seems to me maybe it is true. And Snopes, Garrett looked it up on that website that tells you when something's an urban myth. They say cannot determine whether that's true or not. Because nobody's ever said anything.
Yeah, she's not vehemently denying it. It's been around for so long. I think, you know, live and let live.
I don't care. I like her.
Absolutely.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left. 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The numbers speak of the devastation from a tornado in Columbus County, North Carolina.
Fatalities resulting from the tornado are 7 at this point. About 20 people have been transported to hospitals in the neighboring communities, and there are 4 people still unaccounted for.
Governor Mike Easley made the announcement. It's the same storm system that has killed at least 11 people in the south. Forecaster David Imey says this system is moving fast.
We have a very intense storm system shifting rapidly to the northeast from eastern North Carolina up into the Delmarva area and also as far north as southeast Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
As expected, Nancy Pelosi was elected by House Democrats to be the new Speaker of the House. Pelosi's choice to be Majority Leader, John Murtha, lost out to Steny Hoyer. David Hawkins with Congressional Quarterly says it's a stumble right out of the blocks for Pelosi to back Murtha.
Democrats are an independent bunch. They don't generally march in lockstep, and